A group of second graders are sitting in a circle, and inside the circle is Elizabeth Roberts with a large cardboard box.
Everything in this box came off a beach.
She dumps the box out onto the floor. The kids immediately start sifting through the colorful pile of trash, and they recognize several items.
Lemon bottle.
What? This is from a bike, from a car.
Roberts knows the feeling. She spent 5 weeks as a volunteer cleaning up marine debris on a small island near Kodiak. Her group collected 80,000 pounds of trash.
And what was, I thought, going to be this really fun summer adventure pretty much turned into a life-changing experience because I was picking up things that I recognized and that I used in my daily life.
That was 6 years ago. Since then, Roberts has done other cleanup projects and has been making art out of the trash.
As an artist, using that medium is a really powerful way to reach people because it doesn't matter what language you speak. We can all look at art and really understand the meaning of it.
It's made of lots of plastic and is reusing it, so it's better than having it in the ocean.
That's Aurora Wolf, a fifth grader who is studying a large mural Roberts is making for the school during her residency. The piece is laid out on a nearby table. It's an underwater scene of mostly blues and greens.
There's a little halibut. And it has cones, and it looks like Lego wheels. Then there's this seaweed grass kind of thing. It looks like it's made out of three Mountain Dew bottles.
The students are also making their own art from local plastic trash. They're at tables cutting and assembling pieces into large fish. Heidi Brantuis is making a flying fish.
I think it is very good because we are reusing plastic that would have just been thrown away.
After students cut out their pieces, Roberts drills holes to connect them by wires.
Do you know what color wire you'd like to attach it with?
Blue.
Blue? Okay.
Plastic has been a popular material for the last 60 years for packaging and all kinds of everyday items. Starting in the 1950s, plastics were promoted by the industry.
Now look at this. Saran wrap clings like magic.
Even today, industry groups promote plastics with the initiative Plastics Make It Possible.
No one wants to eat that same old lunch every day, and that's why I love plastics. Plastics help me be fun and creative in the kitchen.
But this latest generation, including 11-year-old Sebastian Contreras, is also hearing a different story.
It's endangering species of animals in the water because they eat the plastic, and after they eat the plastic, we fish for the fish, and we eat the fish, and then it goes into our bellies.
Another fifth grader, Sophie Tatro, digs through a box of bottle tops to find eyes for her fish. She says she understands why people use plastic.
It helps their everyday lives be easier, but it's not good for the environment or even the atmosphere.
And it's the reason she always has to wear sunscreen when she's outside.
Plastic is made of oil, so the CO2 from the oil is making holes in the ozone layer. I think we need to prevent that from happening more effectively.
Roberts is working with every class at the grade school for a few weeks.
Everybody sit on the floor so you can all see.
She directs a new group of students to a metal tub on the floor. It's filled with water and thousands of tiny pieces of plastic.
This is all plastic that I picked up off the beach when I was in Hawaii.
What?
You kind of have to see it to believe it. Roberts hopes that through her art lessons, students think more about what throwaway actually means. And maybe a few of the students will have an aha moment, like she did after her first island cleanup, and decide to make changes in their own lives. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.